Welcome to the Big Presentations Podcast, where we offer encouragement and guidance to those who make big presentations in small rooms. We believe that properly focused practice and preparation result in effective communications. I'm your host, Paul Gibson. Let's get started. Today, we're learning to overcome fear with a service mindset. But before we do that, let's look back at some highlights from our previous topic.
Last time we talked about presenting to various generations. I love talking about generations because our experiences shape us in powerful ways. So it matters how old we were when we experienced something. That is the power of generations. They define a group of people who had common experiences at similar ages. In this episode, we explore boomers, Xers, millennials, and Gen Z while picking up tips that can guide our preparation and delivery to audience members from diverse generations. It is good stuff.
Indeed it is. And no matter what your age is, we have more goodness coming your way on this episode of the Big Presentations Podcast when we come back.
Could your organization use a Big Presentations training? I bet it could. Man, I'm looking forward to some training coming up with an organization that is doing two things. They are doing big presentation training for their small room presentations, and they are combining it with some workplace communication training. Putting those two things together, they get a four-hour block of intensive training that is helpful both in the upfront presentations, but also in terms of just understanding the principles of communication better so that their internal communications, whether they're presentations or not, can be more clear and relationships can be healthier. So if you are looking for not just presentation training, but also general communications trainings, come talk to us. You can go to mrgpresentations.com to receive more information. Once again, that's mrgpresentations.com.
Welcome back. We're going to jump right in. We're discussing how to overcome fear with a service mindset.
Yeah. You know, sometimes our fear is due to a misplaced priority. So if we can adjust our focus and adjust our priorities, it can reduce our fear. We'll get started by asking some questions that reveal common customer service frustrations. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever walked into a business and found no one to help you and just left because you were frustrated?
Tumbleweeds. Yes, I have. Have you ever walked into a business and been pounced on by overeager employees and then just really felt like hitting the door immediately?
Right. Yes, I have. I have. Have you ever sought help and then realized you knew more about the product than the person who's supposed to be helping you?
Yes, I have. And so has my wife. But have you ever realized that the entire service process was just a thinly veiled manipulation to get you to spend as much money as possible?
Yes. I'm getting frustrated just going through these questions. Okay, just one more before my head turns red.
Okay.
Have you ever tried to explain a situation only to be interrupted by an employee who jumped on an assumption and then proceeded to explain something you already knew?
Hey, Mike. I think I see where you're going there.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I felt it. Anyway, I bet you as a customer of just about any kind of business have probably experienced most, if not all, of these situations from time to time. I have. I know Mike has. But when it happens, what we tend to complain about is a specific category of work. And we usually put air quotes around it. We say customer service. And when we experience those situations and the experience that we have, well, that's not customer service. Let's call it what it is. Not customer service, but customer avoidance, or maybe customer disrespect, or even customer manipulation. They're not providing a service to the customer. They're doing something else entirely. So we want to experience something better, and we want to provide something better, which leads to a really good question. What words would you use to describe good customer service?
Ooh, that is a good question. And for over 15 years, I've delivered small room presentations about this topic, about customer service. And I ask that question. Here are some of the most common responses I get. Customer service is helpful, timely, accurate, friendly, respectful, knowledgeable, and willing to listen. As the responses are shared in the class, when I'm teaching classes like this, there are no surprises. Nobody argues with any of these responses because they are common expectations of good service.
But when they're absent, the customer gets frustrated. And the customer service provider, you know, the organization, the company, the nonprofit, the municipality, they take a hit. Their reputation's damaged by word of mouth and nowadays, of course, social media postings. You can have a great product, but bad customer service, and your company is going to suffer. Customer service can make or break an organization.
So I know we've been talking a lot about customer service, and this podcast is about presentation. So let's make the connection. Think about the things that cause fear when preparing for a presentation. Are any of those things on the list that we shared a minute ago?
Well, let's review what those were, because I know I can easily forget things, especially if they're in a list form. Here we go. Those are helpful, timely, accurate, friendly, respectful, knowledgeable, and willing to listen.
Here's a challenging statement, and it makes me cringe just a little bit to say it because it applies to me, and I often forget this truth, and I experience some unhelpful stress as a result. Here it is. Here it is. Here's the painful statement. When thinking about presentations, many of our fears are self-focused.
Ooh, yeah. And the fear reveals that we have a self-service rather than a customer service mindset. So I see how it can be helpful to think of the audience as your customers and offer good service. If you have a service mindset, you're focused on them and how to meet their needs. It's not about avoidance or dominance or manipulation. It's about service.
Yes. So it's good to ask, can you live up to the expectations of good customer service in your presentations? So let's look at that list again. In your presentations, can you be helpful, timely, accurate, friendly, respectful, knowledgeable, and willing to listen?
Yeah, this is a great way to think about your presentation, the service you're providing. You can do this. You can be these things. It's not about being slick or having the most impressive vocabulary. It's about being prepared and being determined to meet the needs of the audience, to present with a service mindset.
I want you to notice a word that's not on the list. The word slick is not there. In a local auto parts store is an employee who has a strong stutter. And he'll often start a sentence, hit a word, struggle, and then just give up on that sentence and start over with a totally different approach. He offers great customer service. Sure, he stutters and it slows things down a little, but I don't feel frustrated nor impatient because I know he's going to share helpful and accurate information and that his desire is to meet my need. I would much rather have that than the slick employee who's bluffing about their knowledge and ends up selling me the wrong part. And that has happened too. It's not about being perfect. It's about meeting needs.
Okay. So let's talk about Nordstrom department store. We've all been through one, at least going in from the entrance to a mall or something, but they're looking to be impressive with their customer service. Going above and beyond the normal expectations is their normal expectation. That is their internal standard for external service. And those who go beyond that expectation earn the honorary title of Nordy. I know it sounds like nerdy, but it's okay. It's a good thing. Don't miss it. At Nordstrom, going above and beyond normal expectations is normal expectation. And those that go above and beyond that standard are honored. Wow. Nordstrom's knows that a good product served poorly is damaging to the company. So they're going to ensure that both are impressive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so I want to pause here for just a second and brag on my co-host, Paul. Paul is a talented and experienced DJ and has decades of experience in radio and in hosting events. He is determined to offer excellent service. He realizes that word of mouth can provide additional income, and he knows that those who pay him notice when he's willing to be helpful, even in areas that are not his responsibility. So if it's an outdoor wedding and rain is beginning to fall, He will help move the reception setup to indoors. Not just his equipment, but the tables and chairs and serving supplies for the food. Paul's product is great, and his service is impressive. So, whether you're working at an auto parts store, a department store, as a wedding DJ, or as a presenter of big presentations in small rooms, the service matters.
I'm glad you got my script ahead of time on that one, man. That was good. That was good. A plus. But remember the big presentations mantra. Know your audience, know your message, and make the connection. Because the auto parts employee knew Mike and his situation, he was able to provide what was needed. Because Nordstrom employees embrace the above and beyond mindset, customers are willing to pay a higher price.
And because DJ Paul is willing to haul tables and chairs, he'll receive better reviews and more work.
And because Mike is so good at bragging, he gets a discount. And because we as presenters know our audience and their needs, we can provide the information that will prove helpful. And we're willing to do the work to ensure that our customers, you know, the audience, are connected to that information.
So, when creating, practicing, and delivering a presentation, allow a service mindset to guide you and to help you relax, because it's not all about you. So you can reduce your fear by owning this reality. It's not all about you. It's about serving the customer.
That's right. And you may not be slick, but you can be helpful. And your willingness to listen will inform that helpfulness. You can research the issues so that you're knowledgeable and accurate with your content. You can be determined to be respectful and friendly in your delivery. And you can structure your life and your content to ensure that you are timely with your presence and your presentation.
You might not be slick. You might not be perfectly articulate. You might not say everything in the most creative way, but you offer great service, and that will be appreciated.
It might be that a presentation went well, but what the audience remembers was more along the lines of the way you helped set up and break down the room when it wasn't really your job to do that.
Your audience is your customer. So serve them well, and you will earn the reputation of being a person who delivers big, helpful, timely, accurate, friendly, respectful, knowledgeable presentations in small rooms. So perhaps you're listening to this content and thinking, not only does my organization need help with presentations, we could use some help with customer service. MRGpresentations.com is a place where you can find that help. We have a 6-part series aimed at improving the quality of your customer service. So if you're looking for help with that customer service, go to mrgpresentations.com to find help today. Once again, that's mrgpresentations.com.
Okay, yeah, so 2023, the podcast I look forward to dropping the most has been Carol's Last Christmas. Hands down, I'm hooked.
I am completely enthralled with Carol's Last Christmas. Every episode turns up another little critical piece, and you're like, why did no one follow up on that?
Carol's Last Christmas is a compelling, interesting, and overall really sad podcast about a cold case that's been 50 years unsolved in Normal, Illinois. The Genuine Human team, as well as George, have done such a fantastic job compiling all this information and research on the case. This is a really interesting listen that I'd highly recommend.
I'm always like, is it Thursday yet? I need more Carol's Last Christmas.
If you have an idea, tip, or clue, send us an email at our website, carolslastchristmas.com. Thanks for listening. I'm a